Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at the right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the place their places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook of the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. I have read to you Psalms 110 in its entirety, and I'm just looking to find out the name from the other book that I do usually read from. Psalms 110. It is called Announcement of the Messiah's Reign. Okay, so let's have a word of prayer. And you can say your prayer as well as I will take a minute or two to say my prayer. And we'll all finish in about a minute or so. Our Father, which art in heaven, we your lost sheep, come humbly in prayer, thanking and praising you for helping us find our way to your kingdom and into your kingdom. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Special thanks, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to have excellent health and sane, sound mind. I pray this prayer in Yahweh's name, aka also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feedback Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening, about an hour before the sun goes down. You are to keep the Saturday or Sabbath holy and rest. Read it in Exodus 27, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. I am reading today from the Regular King James Version of the Bible, the Bible that has the small writing and written in black ink as well as red ink. Follow me, sheep, to the book of Jeremiah. We left off at chapter 9. But before I get into reading Jeremiah chapter 9, let me remind you that the feast of the Lord found in Leviticus chapter 3. I want you to find a church that celebrates the feast of the Lord, and that's September the 25th, 2014. Now, according to my calendar, there are other days like Yom Kippur and days like that, but my Bible says the Feast of Trumpets, and you'll find that Leviticus chapter 23, verses 24 through 25. Also, see, I want us to remember or remind you to read Matthew chapter 24, all of it. And especially, I want you to read verse 4, where it tells you to well, chapter 24, verse 4, where it tells you to be not deceived. Let no man deceive you, to take heed. Heed means to listen. Let me turn to Matthew 24 right quick, just in case I want to be correct in whatever I say to you, Shoot. I know sometimes I can say something wrong. Matthew 24, verse 4, it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no one, that no man deceives you. And again, he's saying, listen to me. Take heed that no man deceives you. Okay, and then you keep reading, read verses 4, 5, 6. And one of the things, let me just read this quickly. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines. Famines means that we're going to have lack of food, and some of us go hungry. Well, lack of food, I would say famine. Pestilences. Pestilences are sicknesses, diseases. I heard on TV that they're running out of antibiotics for these, some of these diseases that are coming or that have come. There are going to be earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginnings of sorrows. I read to you from Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8. I want you to pick up reading. I want you to read all of it. Matthew 24, 22 tells you that unless those days are shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And those days have been shortened. Praise be to God, because we are in the month of September. And today's day was September the 20th. The month of September is almost over. So the days to me have been shortened. And another thing I want you to read in Matthew 24, as I said, read all of it. Matthew 24, verse 33, it says, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Know that the second coming of Yahweh, also known as Jesus the Christ, is coming. You see these things are happening. Know that the time is near. He's even knocking at your door. All right, my sheep. So we know these things are coming. Now, I wanted to go to Jeremiah chapter 9. I feel a cough coming on. Forgive me. Excuse me for a moment. Pardon me. I apologize for that. But I just can't help it. I want to back up before I start reading Jeremiah chapter 9. I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 8. And I almost overlooked this. I read it. Excuse me, another call. Go to Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. It says, it reads, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black. And this is what Jesus has said to Jeremiah. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Now, I read this to you last week. And I read that it does say I am black. I'm reading it again to show you how sometimes when I reach this mile, I will overlook certain important things. I don't know how King James got away with it, but this Bible to me tells me that the Ancient of Days in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, has hair like mine, and lovely hair, or hair like sheep's wool. And here in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21, he's saying, I am black. Astonishment. That means surprise, amazement, or disbelief has taken hold on me. Verse 22 says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Let me read that again. I think I left out the word not. Verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And see, it's important that we read what this Bible is saying. Again, I am shocked that King James was able to get this through the oppressor. And I will tell you now, whenever I say the oppressor, I am talking about the person who is governing us. And the oppressor, in my view, is a white man in the United States of America. If this program is aired, I'm thankful because when I read in Nehemiah in the book of Ezra, some of my programs were not aired or no one listened to them. And Nehemiah and Ezra is very important because it tells you, you are the seed. You have the holy seed, black folk. That's what I got from reading it. And that's because of dominant and recessive. If you've had a biology class, you're taught that our genes are dominant over every gene, in my view. If you mix with any other race, what is that called? Miscegenation. I forgot years ago I had this lesson taught to me, and I didn't pay attention, just like sometimes when I read this Bible, I don't pay attention. But I don't want us to continue to be poor, dumb, and ignorant. Let's pay attention to what we read. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 9. And I pray that the Holy Father, God, will allow me to read all of it with clarity and not missing any words. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain. Excuse me, again, a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men. Wayfaring means traveling on foot, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. What treacherous means disloyal or deceitful. Verse 3, and they bend their tongues like the bow for lies, but they are not valiant. Valiant means fearless. They're not fearless or brave for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, says Yah the Lord. Take ye heed, every one of his neighbors, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant. Supplant means to replace or displace. and every neighbor will walk with slander. Verse 5. And they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies and worry themselves to commit iniquity. Well, weary means to tire, be tired. And iniquity, that's wickedness and sinfulness. Verse 6, thine habitation is in the midst of verse 6 again. Thy habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Yeah, the Lord. Deceit means trickery, pretense, or lying. Verse 7, therefore, thus says Yah, the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Verse 8, their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor and with his mouth, but his heart layeth his weight. Shall I not visit them for these things, says Yah the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation. Lamentation means weeping and crying, because they are burned up so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts. And beasts are animals of the are fed. They are gone. Verse 11. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Verse 12, who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom my mouth of Yah the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perishes and is burned up like a wilderness that none passes through. And Yah the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein. And I need to read Exodus chapter 20 to you. If I finish reading, I stopped on reading the Ten Commandments last week. I need to pick that up so that you will know what they are. I'm going to continue reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 9. I am at verse 14. But have walked after the imaginations of their own heart, and after Baal, and I used to pronounce it Baal, B-A-A-L, and this has I-M at the end. That means more than one or twice, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood. Wormwood can mean grief or bitterness, and give them water of gall, and gall is bitter to drink. Verse 16, I will scatter them from among the heavens, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. Let me read verse 16 again. It seems like I missed the word. I will scatter them also among the heathen, among whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them, till I have consumed them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women. Cunning women are conniving women or scheming women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyes, eyelids gush out with water. For the voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded. Confounded means angry or annoyed, because we have forsaken, and forsaken means left or abandoned, the land because of our dwelling have cast us out. Let me read this last sentence again. We have forsaken the land because our dwellings have cast us out. Verse 20. Yet hear the word of Yah the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive the word of this mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor's lamentation. Again, lamentation means weeping and crying. Verse 21, for death has come up into our windows and entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the street. Speak, thus said Yah the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung. And dung is poop or manure upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvestmen, and none. Thus saith Yah the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty men in his might, or let not the rich man glory in his riches. I'm going to stop at verse 24 and pick up at verse 24 next week. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. Jesus, amen. See, as always, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next week. I want you to go to www.eatandonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. God is concerned about you, even with your health. I think it's in Leviticus chapter 10. There are certain foods you cannot eat. Remember, God loves you more than I love you too, but God loves you more. See you.